This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of Ukrainians heard the Orthodox Christmas service in the Ukrainian language for the first time in decades at Kyiv's 1,000-year-old Lavra Cathedral. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Despite the frigid temperatures of minus 10 degrees centigrade in Kyiv, worshippers have overflowed the richly decorated Dormition Cathedral, also known as the Monastery of the Caves, and a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Kyiv resident Alex Fizniak says honoring the reclaimed church is important to many Ukrainians.
Now we feel that this is ours. This is Ukrainian. This is part of the Ukrainian nation.
Fizniak points out the service, held in the Ukrainian language, is another significant sign that the Orthodox Church there is gaining more weight in a society that desperately aims to cut ties with Russia.
The Ukrainian nation needs to come together.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN says one of its top officials has met with the Taliban-led government's higher education minister in Afghanistan, who ordered a ban on women in Afghan universities last month. The minister says the ban is necessary to prevent the mixing of genders in universities and because he believes some subjects violate Islamic principles. There's also a ban on Afghan women working for national and international non-governmental groups. The United Nations mission in Afghanistan said Saturday that the United Nations special envoy called for the urgent lifting of these bans in his meeting as the country is entering a new period of crisis. This is VOA News.